What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and very happy to have you here today. We are running a series, it looks like, because again today we have Pam Rinne talking. It's the third time to have her in a row on our Peace Brain Show, and we are going to be talking about these new friends who are coming in from the spirit world to help each individual person and humanity as a collective. So stay tuned, obviously, for this show. And at the end of the show, as usual, we have an amazing transformative peace brain meditation. And we will see what that turns into this time, whether the new friends have more to say for that at that time. So as always, I open with the show with a quote. Very happy to have you with this one. I love this quote. It is from C.S. Lewis. And he says, "It is a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses, to remember that the dullest and the most uninteresting person you can talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship, or else a horror and a corruption such as you now meet, if at all, only in a nightmare. All day long, we are, in some degree, helping each other to one or the other of these destinations. It is in the light of these overwhelming possibilities, it is in the awe and circumspection proper to them that we should conduct all our dealings with one another, all friendships, all loves, all play, all politics. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal." Ah, I love that visual. We are not just mortal beings. We are these gods or goddesses. And if we remembered this in our daily interactions, wow, what a new world we could create. So I'm sure we'll get into more discussions about this during the show today. And now I want to, with that in mind, bring on Pam Rinne. And, of course, if you haven't listened to the previous shows, Pam is a colleague here in Atlanta, the greater metro Atlanta area in Georgia. She works internationally with clients to help them walk their sacred journey and hold the door open for them to find their true self, to find all of their wonderful gifts and talents, and be able to apply their soul's purpose of to why they're here. She's also a wonderful channeler, and we'll talk about that tonight. And she helps bring in the archangels and other guides that may assist you on your spiritual growth and path. And she's now recently bringing in these new spiritual friends, calling them the new friends. She also does a lot of online classes, so you can take her classes that way from wherever you are in the world. And you can find out more about Pam Rinne at Pam Rinne, that's PamRennie.com. So Pam, welcome once again to the Peace Brain Show.
Hi, Gail, and hello, everyone. Thanks for having me back.
Yes. So this has been building over the last couple of shows, and today, we've been talking about these new energies on the planet, really where we are as a societal collective, both in the United States, where, of course, you and I are at the moment, but globally as well, and where people are with this these new changes, the shift of consciousness that's happening here on the in the world, and the energies that we can tap into to help us in our daily lives as walking, as C.S. Lewis says, as either possible gods and goddesses, into sort of our better selves, if you will.
I love that quote. That was phenomenal, and it brought me right into an experience I had, I want to say maybe a year and a half ago, but anymore it seems like so much is timeless. The time frame matters not. But in the experience I was having, I was really in a moment of pondering, and I was in a conversation with Yeshua, which, for the listeners, if they're not aware, that's the given name for Jesus Christ, which the name I love to refer to him and call him by, as I love the feeling of that name. And I was asking him, in a moment of, just kind of a moment of, I guess, feeling a little lost with myself, I said I would really like to see, I would like to see myself as he sees me. And
wow.
I asked him, I asked him if he would show me myself as he sees me. And I felt this strong impression, and I use it like we were in a dialogue, but it's not quite like that. I don't hear him audibly, but with my audience, I hear him. And his reply was, yes, I can, but the more important thing would be for you to see you as the divine you are. For me to see myself as the divine I am rather than see myself through his eyes. That was a wow. And that became an experience, and how I did that, which then, guess what, became a class.
Yes.
Because it became obvious that if I had that question and feeling, probably others did. And that was one of my, that one's been cycling back, because that one was a really a pivotal one of those moments to really see myself as the divine I am. So thanks for that quote and that memory coming back.
Absolutely. You're right. That's along the same exact lines. Great job.
And you know, the thing that's fascinating is, aren't these lives we live pretty curious? Because, you know, let's look at that. Let's look at that a moment. That was a huge experience. I felt changed. I felt enlightened after going through that. I really felt more clear. And as I said on the previous show, but it's not like I became this exalted being that just poofed into some other state. I'm still in this life. And what a fascinating dance and experience we're in to really merge the knowing of who we are and live these lives, very purpose-filled.
Exactly, and that is the, those are the practical tools that I think we all need in society, is how do we walk in this world as our true spiritual selves, our divine self, as you just called it, and still go to work, you know, get in the car, go to the grocery store, put the kid to bed, you know, get up the next morning, make breakfast, etc. So it's a very, how do we live as a physical being, but really as a spiritual soul, and do that simultaneously?
I'm learning more and more about that, and it's really being in what I've been calling the divine alignment. It's being centered. It's being in present, the present moment, and knowing that we have this amazing navigation system within us, and the big piece of that navigation is our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings that really tell us kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really observing, you know, what a year this has been. The changes are rapid, and more and more I'm seeing the opportunity, and clearly my dogs are in agreement with
Your
me.
Your dogs are in agreement.
Saying yes.
Absolutely.
That all of this isn't just for me and you. Every one of us have these gifts, and they are being accessed now in a way never before, and it really is time to tap into our unique gifts and abilities, whether we know we have them or not, to assist us to be who we are and what we came here to do and experience.
I totally agree. And in fact, you know, talking about being that synchronicity, and today I had an amazing day of just everything flowed. It was one of those days that I kind of wish I had a little bit more of a pause in between things, I must admit. But it did flow so beautifully from one meeting to then getting in the car, taking my dog to the vet to see if she had puppies, and she does have puppies. You know,
aww,
she's going to have puppies. So, and then coming back and segueing right into talking to the dog sitter that's coming when we go out of town, and things like that. It has been a perfect day, and particularly a conversation I had in this morning meeting with a colleague that I work with in zoos and aquariums, and we were talking about how to create peace on Earth. How zoos and aquariums can be those vanguard institutions that really start to promote dialogue about how we can create peace in our communities and get to know each other. And we had these beautiful stories that he shared and then I shared about being in other countries and really getting to know a new culture, really getting to know people that were not like me, you know, or not like oneself. And that it was beautiful, but we had to be open, we each agreed, to learning something new, to seeing through the other's eyes, to really understanding and not judging, but understanding this is their culture and this is their way, and then becoming friends with those people. So it was a beautiful conversation in how it built on each other, that when you have those kinds of conversations, as we obviously are in this radio show as well, that one says something and then the other one builds on it. And then it's, you go, oh, yes, I remember that story. That quote made me think about it. And you build on that. And those are beautiful divine moments when we can do those and be in touch with that energy.
I love it. And it really, I'm laughing. And I'll tell you, I am laughing inside in just a moment. But it becomes more and more of where that we're holding that space of our divine alignment, and that we're right in that. And what I mean by that for everyone listening is it's about being grounded. It's about noticing yourself and being, collected up, not scattered, mm-hmm. not with your attention in a million places, but being really present. And the laughing part was I was in my office answering some emails, and we had huge storms all day in Georgia, which were wonderful. And but it meant it was an inside day. We've had our 7-year-old grandson Christian over this weekend. So while I'm answering emails, this was my day. I have little boys, well, a big little boy who's 14 and the little 7-year-old little boy tearing through the house playing hide and go seek and having Nerf gun wars, which, you know, there was a time when that would have really, the noise, the volume and all that would have really been like, oh my gosh, stop. And it's not till I'm thinking about it now. But Gavin even came and closed my door, and I said, oh, please leave it open. He said, well, I don't want us to make too much noise, and I just didn't have a thought for it, you know.
That's awesome.
They were just,
so what,
I know.
What was the secret, you're saying, in being in your divine alignment with what you were doing?
Yeah, I was so tuned in to where I was at that I was not the effect of what they were doing. I didn't, and they were right in the next room and running right down the hall next to me. And I just thought, oh, they're having so much fun. Where, you know, there's a time not even that long ago where I would have been like, oh my gosh, make them stop. And I didn't feel that.
Well, and I'm sure many people listening have been in that situation too. Of, I can't stand that distraction. That noise is really bothering me, etc.
So the key was, and I'm
yes.
I want to share two tools that I won't go into it now because you can find it on my website, the Grounding Cord and the Rose Tool. Go under the free gift tab on my website, and those are my Nerf gun secret weapons now. But really, that's what it's all about, being grounded, using the rose so that I'm in my space and I'm observing them. But I wasn't even observing them because I was so focused on what I was doing. That's why I wasn't really that aware of what was going on outside of my space. I was in my space, present, grounded, centered. So grounding cord and rose tool, that's the key. And then one other real gem, which really is very similar to what you shared, was that Christian, who's 7, Gavin's 14, so that's a pretty big age gap. Oh my gosh, they get along so well. And Christian, but I've taught Gavin through the years to take breaks if he needs to, because he would get, you know, he's here by himself, so all of a sudden he's got a little one who is following his every move, who is just so enamored with him that he wants to be just like him, and it would wear Gavin out, and I would teach him, remember to use the rose tool. Take a break if you need to, go in your room and tell him you'll be out in a few minutes. He didn't need to do that at all this visit. But Christian was in a moment of tears. And actually, this was outside. They were jumping on a trampoline. And he was a little emotional because he said, and I love that he knew why he was upset, and he was feeling safe to share it. In a private moment, he shared it, and he said, Gavin's showing off, and he can do more than I can do, and I can't do what he just did. So we got to talk about the difference in age, but most importantly, that they're both two unique individuals, and isn't that great that they both have their own skills and abilities?
Wow.
So,
what a beautiful perception. You're absolutely right. And I want to bring an awareness also to what you were saying. You said you were in the moment of your creativity doing your own thing while the boys were running up and down the hall. And this is definitely a key or a tool, if you will, to be in one's own creativity, be in a space of, I'm doing something I really enjoy and I really think matters, and I'm in the middle of it, and I'm in my higher self, if you will, to put all my energies and creations and thoughts into this task I'm doing. And so I'm not annoyed. I'm actually in that, wow, look what I can actually accomplish energy, which feels really good.
Yes.
And so all the rest of the stuff happening around was not a bother or a distraction for you.
Exactly, and that feels like such a victory. I've got like the new friends tapping on me. And for those who've been listening, we shared a little bit about them last week, and they spoke. And if I may just jump in,
please.
Oh my goodness! So they're feeling they're really acknowledging what you just put words to, Gail, because one of the things as humans we are, as in the human experience of these big spiritual beings we are, is, you know, we've forgotten about having fun. We've forgotten about being happy. We've not always been so good about that. And one of their biggest passions is really reminding us that we came here to experience joy and to be happy. And they said that message last week. But what I want to say about them is I know that through their, I don't even want to call it their assistance, their model, if you will, that I've grown by leaps and bounds in just the past couple of weeks. And that's how quickly we are moving through this evolution of the shift that we are in. Things are opening up so rapidly for us.
Yes, I agree.
And my experience has been not like anything else I've had, because I've been channeling for years now. Closet channeling at times, yes, mainly. Meaning, you
well,
know,
with your private sessions with people.
With my private sessions, but I wasn't always really jumping out saying, "Hey, guess what I'm doing." I was quiet about it, and there's a value in that. And it was not something that I was still sometimes shocked. Oh my gosh, I'm doing this. Holy cow, this is big. And that was a progression of. And it still is where when I'm in private sessions with clients, sometimes channel message don't come in. Sometimes they just don't, even though all of the entire session is divine guidance and inspiration. But what I mean, it may not be an Archangel Michael coming in to speak or Mother Mary. That might not be part of it. But more and more it's become so, and I've been feeling that there's been changes. And I've been telling those who I do channel, it's different. There's a different feel to it. And I couldn't put words to it. Sometimes when we don't have a reference point, they're not exactly the words that we can use to understand it. Well, these new friends come in, that they've been around me, as I said, for a year, and we've learned more through them. Really, I think the access point came through our Mastering Alchemy path and through what Jim Self has shared with us. But it's like once the door opened and I said yes to them and learned more about my agreements with them and who they are, wow, they're like right here. They're coming in all the time, a lot, a real lot, and it's been an amazing experience. And so we're talking about a big part of their passion, to really remember who we are, to be the creators we are, to be the gods and goddesses we are of our own life, and to be happy.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Huh. And so we wanted to talk with them today and bring in some messages from them. And in order to do that, I am offering for you to use me as the subject, if you will, and perhaps some questions or something about my life and the career choices, because there are so many amazing, wonderful opportunities out there that I know many of us are finding, and certainly I have on my plate that I had a few questions of, wow, is it better for me to be doing, you know, X versus Y, or together, or how can I use my time to manage both? Those types of questions. I know that because in my working with the Akashic Record Keepers, they actually work by questions. They answer questions that you might want to put to your own record keepers through a guide like myself. The new friends are a little different. I think they just come in with their messages, correct?
Well, here's the fascinating thing, Gail, and thanks for asking, because like for the past year, I just was having a sense of and hearing the message of, please deliver more messages, please do more there. And I began to see dialogue. I began to kind of long for more dialogue, meaning between the individual and the messengers, if you will. And sometimes that was happening a little bit, and sometimes people would be so on the spot, they didn't know what to say. And actually last week, excuse me, throat chakra, how fun, is expanding. Just last week, there was an entire, almost a whole session that was all back and forth questions, which was
perfect.
Really a fun experience.
Well, if we'd like to have a dialogue with them, we could do that absolutely right now. Or when.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about who they are and why are they new friends. And I want to say why I'm, you know, when I really had a deep conversation with them and said, okay, these beings are coming in, and I it's important to me and my responsibility to myself, meaning my response and who I am, to really know what are my agreements and who are they? And why the new friends? Can I call them something else? And that felt a little, you know. And they are friends. They are so much our friends. Just like your best friend, you want to call when you want some advice or when you need a shoulder to lean on. Or when, you know, you want someone, they're very direct. When you want someone to say, are you kidding me, you're going to wear that out? They're like that. And I've noticed that they're huge multidimensional beings. I mean, they are the Council of Light. They are from Sirius. They're from, what's that other word, Gail?
Andromeda?
Thank you, the Galactic Council. They are all that is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They are. And it became not as important because they're... Those things became not as important, but just feel the huge importance that they are, and they cannot access the lower dimensions. They did not participate in the fall of consciousness, but they are very interested in us now, in what we're doing. They don't have bodies, and they don't come to, quote, assist us in the way that an archangel does. They really come in with such a presence of the colors, the new colors that are bathing our earth. They come in with a presence of waves of light that they are bringing to assistance. And but what I mean is, not like the archangels, is they come with a presence that's so big, it's as if without words or a way to know it, they are modeling a way of being. They model how to create in the higher dimensions. They model how to be. They don't really do all that with words. And yet with words, through me, we merge. I merge with them. You'll merge with them, Gail. And words come out that we understand. And they can be very personable, depending upon who we're engaged with, so that we get it. But it doesn't feel preachy. And I don't mean that the other beings feel preachy, but it's just different. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. So it taps into... So I guess I want to clarify the preachiness can be good sometimes for clarification of what we need to hear. It sounds like the new friends, though, are working with our own spiritual being and growth, that it is more like a mother, father, or a brother, sister, or as you said, best friend, really just sitting by your side and having a discussion and, gee, these are the paths you could take and find the happiness and joy.
Yeah, they're really passionate about assisting the earth. They're passionate about raising the earth and its consciousness. And it's come through a few times that they have said, we together have said to people in a private session, you'll see us in the wind, you'll see us in the water, you'll see us in the fire and the earth. And I didn't know at that time, and I've become aware now of how connected they are with the elementals and how much they love the elementals, who are real, by the way, and that they are thrilled for the role the elementals hold now and how we reflect to them and they reflect back to the earth and all of humanity. And these beings, the friends, are really passionate about seeing us be all that we are.
Well, and I want to share just briefly, I was watching a program on the PBS channel a few days ago, and it was on our national parks. And it was talking about the inspiration and the upliftment that the beauty of the earth can bring to our human soul and to our human way of being. That when we go into these beautiful places of the planet, you know, of Mother Earth, that fortunately here in the United States, we've made into national parks so that they can have this beauty preserved, as well as, of course, used through tourism, that it is a place where the soul can be uplifted. And that's one of the things that I personally am working towards, is that we create more of these places in our community that can be called places of peace, or that have this beauty, this inspiration, music maybe that children can play, or a peace pole, or certainly a zoo or something like that, that is really has beautiful care of its animals that are ambassadors for the wild earth, that one can feel that inspiration in those places and moments.
What a beautiful desire and longing. Yeah, we do have an absolutely beautiful earth. Well, let's...
So what might they have to say, yes, about all that?
So I'm going to ask you to ask them when, in just a moment, they'll say hello, and then ask them your questions as you feel called to do so. All right. But let's ask everyone first just to take a deep breath. These are really, they're all multidimensional beings, but they're higher dimensional beings. And I'm just saying, in my preparation, it's just noticing myself and being in that state to connect more fully with them and merge with them. Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you on the Peace Brain Show.
Absolutely love that name, Peace Brain. That must have been a very interesting experience for you to feel the impression of that name and use that, bringing that forward. And certainly we see the passion you have for peace, and we know that longing of your heart and the experiences of your life that have created that desire for you to instill that in yourself and also bring that forward. Very noble, very worthwhile.
Thank you. So to that effect, what message for the listeners that about Peace Brain? It feels like there's a message out there that you might want to impart, that just how can each person listening sort of activate their Peace Brain or become that connection of head and heart that would help each person move forward?
Yes, that is a very significant message and an important one. You know, we didn't participate in that fall of consciousness that has, well, it has been significant on the body and the journey that you have been on, but we are very fascinated with where you are now, and we see things are changing so rapidly within your bodies and within your earth. And it is important for you also to participate in, well, establishing deeper connections, establishing what's available now to bring the still points, we'll call it, as it's been known by many, of that heart. The heart holds, of course, its own brain. It holds multiple facets of consciousness, as you know. And, of course, the heart is what drives the passion. It's what drives your remembrance of who you are, and to connect that with your higher self point, with your pineal gland, which is that center point of your head, but it is that higher self point that, for reference, is just above the pineal gland, everyone, but your soul spirit knows where to find it. So if, forgive us for a moment while we get a little linear to help you understand, but think of having an infinity loop. Think of taking that loop, connecting one end within your heart, within that sanctuary where that sacredness is there. There's a consciousness within your heart and much more, but for simpleness there, and taking the other end and attaching it in your higher mind, which is another reference point and a gateway between your higher mind and the soul, which is you, which is that connection of soul, spirit, bodies, that direct access line to source energies. And how else you may navigate much more fully in that connection. That is the true centering, for in that alignment also is a column of light. You never think about this every day, and we can see them so well in you, but there's a column that goes right through your body. Many of you listening know that. It goes right to the core of the earth, goes to the crystalline grid above, as above, so below, very purpose-filled. Pay attention to that column. That's your centering right there. We're kind of going on and on a little bit, but breathe, everyone. Take a big breath of that air. But does that help at all? Just that little bit there?
Yes, okay, and you give me the visual of a prayer, which is called the hollow reed, which is about us being a hollow reed for God's love to come through us. And that is that column of light that you just referenced.
Yes. So we bring this forward for the point of everyone knowing. So let us slow down a moment and ask everyone that you don't have to figure out anything that was spoken, but just be in the heart, be in that center column. Now, the brain or your thought process is quite essential for how you think and how you imagine, or the very beginning parts of how you create. Peace is an odd word that has been so abused in your world. In fact, that may sound odd to say, but it has been misused. Very much like Archangel Michael had said, how we love him, how he had said the phrase, Om. What a powerful tone and message is in that. And he said it was not understood fully, and he was right. And that is the same with the word peace. Peace is very important, and each of you can begin to establish peace, of course, within your own body, within your own mind, by how you vibrate, for vibration is everything. And that is the beginning point of that. And you see, in these higher dimensions where you are, for truly, we only access the higher dimensions, and you are a fifth dimensional planet and even higher dimensions now, but you all have access to that fifth dimension where the peace is the way of being. So the biggest part of that is being in the higher dimensions and knowing you're creating, you are the creators of this new earth experience. It's not going to just happen by itself, for goodness sakes. You're here for a purpose and you're here to help create it. It's not going to just poof and be there. So you're going to think, yes, think with your minds, peace, peaceful thoughts. What does it feel like? And so we'll ask you, as the human human form you are, of an enormous, big spiritual being in that spiritual experience in this body. What does it mean to you to have a peace brain? We want to hear that from you.
Well, you have covered a lot of it. It, to me, came as a divine inspiration, the words, and because I, as a scientist, I know that the brain is our organizing organ. It dictates the breathing, it dictates the digestion, it dictates the hormones, it does everything for the body through the, and as you mentioned, the thoughts are what begin a creation of in our present moment and physical time. The heart, though, is where the energy comes from, where the connection to source, the connection to God and the divine happens. And in that sacred space, actually everything exists, all moment, all past, all present, all future, in our hearts. And the magnetic part of a heart, of a human heart, is so powerful, much more than the brain, that these two, when they get together, this is the divine spark. This is what I believe really creates our soul in our physical body, is, as you said, that infinity loop connection, where it is always connected in this spiraling, you know, figure eight, if you will, that continues to grow and birth our true humanity, our true potentiality, our true creativity. Because the Earth is to be this, if you will, 12th dimensional planet. It is to be this divine place. And right now I'm watching these beautiful pictures on my computer screen of penguins and lions and leopards and mountains and rivers and seas. And to me, the Earth is this embodiment of the beauty of the divine. That's why many people, and me too, as a scientist, as a biologist, if you will, worship the Earth in many ways, have this biophilia feeling, which is we love biology, we love life, because life itself is an example. Everywhere you look on this planet, life exists, and we can see the beauty and the divinity of it if we so choose. So I believe that when we connect that peace part of our brain and our heart and really have that full connection with the divine, that both I am and that I see in front of me with the dogs, you know, with the ladybug, with the flamingos, with the birds and the clouds and the rain and the wind, that all of this reminds me of the beautiful possibilities of creation. And I believe that that's what this planet is for, is our lives here, whether we believe just you're here for one life or here for many lives, coming back as just learning on a soul's path and soul's growth. Whatever your beliefs are, still this life is precious. And this life, as you mentioned, we are the creators of our life. And that has been proven scientifically, that a thought creates things.
So, beautiful.
So to have those peace thoughts is so important to be the true creator of a beautiful world.
Yes. How beautiful. And because the dogs are not listening to my telepathic messages, I'm going to pause a moment and go hush them. Hold on.
No worries about that. I am so glad that the new friends asked about what Peace Brain is. That was really beautiful and divine. So now I think I'd like to ask the new friends about the how we can, you know, we had talked about it a little while ago, about how one can walk as a human being in the, if you will, the mundane world of the beautiful little video that's out there and the commencement speech that was done called This Is Water. And if you guys Google, any listener Google This Is Water, it's a commencement speech, and I apologize, I cannot remember the gentleman who said it, but it is a fabulous treatise on life is really can be this drudgery from getting up with the alarm clock in the morning to getting and making breakfast and getting in the car and going to work, having your work, then coming home in the car, having to go to the grocery store because you forgot that you don't have any food in the refrigerator, and then go home and make dinner and put the kids to bed and then go to sleep yourself and get up and do it all over again every day after every day after every day. And so how can we, in that kind of physical time, and of course even with these days where there is more uncertainty and sometimes fear and certainly like, well, what am I really in control of and in charge of? How can we remember that we are divine, that we are this beautiful being, and be in that still point and walk with joy into every action? And that's partly what this commencement speech, This Is Water, is all about. So I encourage everyone to read it. But I'd like to hear what the new friends have to say about that.
Well, first we want to say that we applaud you. That was magnificent for us to behold as you spoke in the beginnings and we asked you, and that was very purposeful in our asking you to give the run out, Gail, of the Peace Brain, because you are the creator of the Peace Brain, and you modeled a magnificent run out, if you will, example, if you will, of the whole connection of the heart mind, and it was absolutely perfect. And we were pleased to be in that experience with you. And it really answers the big question. You see, as we observe and see, if you could see the hologram of who you are, and we know how absurd it must be to constantly hearing the reference of remember who you are, remember who you are, because in a sense, has it changed things for you? Well, yes, moments, little glimpses here and there, but you're still in what you feel is an ordinary life, and there's only extraordinary in your lives. And here is what else we have to say about that. When you came in the embodiments multiple times, there was that, what has been referenced, a veil. You don't remember where you came from. Most of you, anyway. You don't remember who you are, most of you. And you have these hopes and your dreams, and you begin to take action, and you learn of the law of attraction, and it's up, down, back, forth, and it's not exactly what you thought it would be, and you come to this place of all kinds of baggage, if you will. And we would like you to dismiss all of that now and know that there are no veils any longer. That can you in the fullness see everything? And see through the entire hologram, not at once, but there are glimpses of all of it right here, and it begins within that heart. It begins with remembering that you came here to be happy and to stop being anything else but. And we know how small this sounds. You want a bigger answer than that. But how is anything else going to fall into place if you're not pleased with who you are, and if you don't like yourself, and if you're not happy? Now, we sound stern because we're a little frustrated, although we don't feel that feeling. We're matching what you all feel. Do you see how frustrating it would be? How can you go about day-to-day wishing for something bigger when you're really kind of quite miserable where you're at? We like to be direct, and we're being direct. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love it. I'm laughing, yes.
So first, how about a smile? How about smiling and saying, you know what? I can create things. You've all heard you're creating your own reality, and that was like a big thud when you heard that. It was like a punch in the gut because you thought, I don't think so, because I sure wouldn't have picked this. And yes, you did. But you're where you're at, and guess what? You can climb up, if you will. You can be at a much better place, and it can take a matter of moments. And I'm going to tell you right now, smile, everybody. Smile. Do you know that changes that chemistry within your body? And the other big key is deciding. So start with deciding, you know, I think I want to feel happy. It doesn't matter what else is going on. Most of what's going on in the world has nothing to do with you. You've all heard that before. And even the problems that you have, do you know that when you decide you'll be happy, and you when you decide that even though you have all the aches and pains going on in your body, and yeah, you do, because your body can no longer hold on to the yuckiness that you're feeling. It's trying to let go. The solar flares that are coming through, the planetary alignments are here to assist you, and y'all humans make it so much harder by holding on. So let go. Smile. Allow your body to adjust and to reacclimate and to become the light that it's asking to be. And decide that just for a moment you can be happy and feel what that feels like. And then take it a moment further. And yeah, we know how simple this is, and it's essential. Take it a moment further and decide, wait a minute, if there's truth to the law of attraction, if I am really creating my reality, maybe it's time to think about what you want to create, and maybe it's time to really think about how big you are and start playing a little bit bigger. Now, we're sounding pretty harsh, and we're really not harsh, but we're sounding a little mundane, aren't we?
You are matching, or at least bringing into the awareness of everyone listening what it feels like to be in those energies.
Yeah, and so flip it. Because there's no more veils, because you have access to the fifth dimension, let those habits that were the lower dimensions fall away. Those doors were closed at 11:11 when the Earth became a Christed planet once again, and you hold a Christed consciousness within your heart. Find the beauty that's right there in front of you. Find the beauty in the tree that's in your yard. Watch it sway in the wind. Get lost in the moment of that and feel the elementals that are all around and that happening. Oh, we love the elementals and how they long, they're real, to be of assistance and serve you, and they mirror what you're feeling. So while you're deciding, maybe I'll be happy, and maybe I'll like myself, and maybe I'll even feel a little bit of love, and we invite you right now. There's a beautiful green color coding that came right from our prime creator. Surround yourself in that. Breathe it into your heart. Play with it. Color is within your body. Have you ever stopped to think about how much color is within your bodies? Probably not. Nor have the medical doctors figured that one out yet, but that's another story. Be absorbed in the color. Colors hold frequencies, vibration, and they are so purpose-filled. Be in the peace that's right here, right now, as you immerse yourself in the colors, in that green coating, in the beauty that's right in front of you where you sit right now. Notice something. What's the first thing your eyes come to? And notice the shape of it. And notice it had a creation, a purpose. Find a delight in that. It is truly these simple things that are anything but mundane. They're magnificent, and they will align you into remembering that you came in here holding a dream. And that dream, dear ones, is real. And that dream will take place. And it also requires your assistance and your remembering and your choosing. What makes that heart of yours smile? You might not even know what some of your gifts and talents are, but with the veils thin to beyond being a veil, you're accessing more of who you are. When you're in that column of light, when you're in those still points, be there. Notice the quiet. That's where the peace is. That's where you'll have thoughts come to you. Your thoughts, the thoughts from your soul, the thoughts from those archangels who guide you, the thoughts from your heart that will be a remembrance of, oh yeah, I always thought I'd like this, or I always wanted to stand for fill in the blank for yourself. It begins with you being you. It's not about you leaping out there and changing the world. You change it by being who you are. You change it by you are that drop of water in the ocean. If it wasn't that drop of water and the multitude drops of water, how would you have an ocean?
I love the visual you're painting of the happiness, and what immediately came to my mind is your two boys, Pam, of running up and down the hall playing, the cousins, you know, playing, that's this childlike delight in the moment and happiness and being together and working together, that these are the feelings and the inspirations that we can turn to, that beautiful childlike quality that you new friends are talking about and reminding us to be in that vibration.
Yes, that is key. And that is exactly where we went just the other day, just for a moment with someone who had such a strong presence of Yeshua and Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and Anna, grandmother of Yeshua. And they were really the ones there to work with her. But first we set the stage and we went into the field of possibilities, and with the merging of this being that we could speak through her, we brought them to a field of daisies. And they were little girls about the age of 6, and they were the best friends, running, holding hands, and rolling around in the flowers with not a care in the world. And it was it was bringing them to that place of allowing to feel that, to be in that moment, and to laugh like there was no laughter bigger than their laugh, and to feel nothing but that moment of play. And that's where we began that session. Huge significance in all that.
Absolutely, and thank you. We are getting toward the end of our show. And I'd like to have, if there's anything that you, the new friends, would like to say to our listeners before we wrap up, please do.
There are many, many conversations to be had, and each one is so profoundly different, and it's as if this has been a foundation. We've come to the place to exhibit the happiness, the joy, as a starting place, if you will, for what we see essential. Because how can your manifestations really unfold if you're not happy? So that is very significant. But there is much going on in your planet now, and you know that. And yet, most of what you see is barely that drop of water. If you could see the hologram and behind the scenes, as you would like to call it, you would know there is such a bigger picture taking place. But you see what is part of your third dimensional reality. You see what's on the news and what's reported and what's on your Facebook pages, and there are many so embodied in the drama and the turmoil, and that's their addiction. Yes, addiction. And there are those that are not yet waking up and that will really continue to really be embroiled and embodied in those challenges. And that is all we want to say about that. For we look at you, humans, spiritual beings, collectiveness that you are, and we don't understand those vibrations. We abhor them, we could say, to use a big word of yours. We don't understand why you would want to experience that. It looks horrible, challenging, and uncomfortable, and so we turn away from that. We are not present in any of that, and nor will you access us in those emotions. But what we want you to know most of is there are much more important things taking place. And there is a tremendous influence among the multiverses, even an observance of all that's taking place on the path that you are walking. And so the real message is, what do you want to be? What do you want to be in? What experience do you want? We use that word because you came as a soul to experience, and you came to experience joy. You want to experience joy if you're in those stories. So what do you want to experience, we'll say to you, is a phrase that's been used many times, because it is about you choosing and remembering that you have the power, the capabilities, the skills, and the tools to be who you are. And you are a multidimensional being who you came to fulfill a purpose and to create a dream. And that is taking place, and it takes place with your vibration and with your remembering to be all that you are, in your significance, in your grandeur. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is available for you to step into now, and not even to step into like you're stepping up, but to be in it. And we have shared tools, reference points, and starting places for you to do just that. Are there any more questions around that?
No, just a comment, really, and then I have to thank you for being here. It's just to reiterate the C.S. Lewis quote, "There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal." I love that. So thank you very much for being here.
And we model to you as if a mirror that we shine to you of how you may be. And when we asked you the question, that is how you were the creator in that example and in that experience. And we absolutely delight in that. And that is what is, that is what you are all doing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I would like to thank you, new friends, for showing up today. We are very honored and appreciate that model, as you just said. And Pam Rinney, thank you so much for being here. We've already done the Peace Brain Meditation. That was really what you had, what the new friends have brought forth earlier on the show. So I just want to invite all of you that if you want to get in touch with Pam Rennie and learn more about the new friends, potentially have your own personal session or just follow her work, it's pamrennie.com, PamRennie.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, more about my work, you can find out more at tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So thank you all for being on the Peace Brain Show today. I'm sure we will have future shows talking more about the new friends and the world today. But thank you so much for tuning in. And I remind you to go activate your Peace Brain and to put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Many blessings. Thank you, Gail. Thanks, everyone. Blessings.
Blessings.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.